Hello, everybody. Waiting for the stream to happen. Okay, we're now going to be soon on YouTube. And hopefully this will work fine compared to last time. All right, so just wait for the synchronization to happen. Okay, so before I get started, here's where things are at. We had a mini crash, full-on crash. I talked about this in a actual podcast, but here what's been going on with Bitcoin is we've had a correction of about 7 to 10%, and it's still in play, but it looks like things are potentially starting to turn around. As you can see here, it's on its way up. Let me just check on Ethereum as well. And then the next thing I want to talk about is my portfolio, what I've done, which I transferred everything over before this event happened. So Ethereum is on its way as well. So that's what we got. So let's get started now. If you want to know more what I do, quantlabs.net, get on my daily email list and get yourself some free PDF books, as well as you really got to get onto my private chat, quantlabs.net/DVD for that. And that's a lifetime access as well for like really cheap, because that's where I post everything. Okay, so let's get into the portfolio here. I've talked about this quite a bit regarding starting here, March 19th, 2019, I believe it was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2019. And then we're now peaking here at 5,600 and change, 5,850. You know, we've had these up and down movements for the last, you know, it's just been straight up, but I consistently want the growth. So what I've done is I moved everything into Tether. I don't know why this is not being reflected on my, here, let me just get out of this, if I can do it. There we go. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to do. So I moved pretty well everything out of like 5,000 plus into Tether, because it's the biggest stable coin. Everything with my bots traded in Tether as well. That's USDT. So that's one thing that I've done. Now, the other thing is I have withdrawn my out of my Coinbase account. If you've not seen my rant, I guess, on Coinbase, I moved all my money out of there back into Binance. So in that, I was lucky 2 weeks ago where I deposited, I believe it was $800 or something, and it just blew up quite a bit with XRP. So I transferred it into this account. It's not showing the full-on amount. And the other thing is I have another amount in Kraken as well. And that's already blown up about, I don't know, not much, but maybe $600 for the last month or so. So that's going to get cleared out as well. And everything's going to be put into into the Binance account. Okay, that's number one. So most of it will be held in Tether for stability to keep this kind of performance moving. And increase it instead of having all the, this is the volatility when you hold other crypto, but the majority of it I would probably recommend is hold it in Tether. If you have an active bot like I do, you want to hold as much as you can in a USDT or Tether wallet for stability, because that the only thing that's going to affect is obviously the performance of the US dollar. Whereas, you know, when you get these kind of moves down in Bitcoin, that hits your overall portfolio, which is not what you want. Okay, so luckily I was able to avoid it as well. All right, so one other thing you can see here, I've been starting to really ramp up the bots since February. We're now a couple hundred trades with good old the Binance spot bot. But the trouble with that is the exceptions I've been seeing for the last month. I'm hoping to get fixes in tonight to reduce it, because I put the reason why I'm getting them, at least for both. There's a lot size as well as an insufficient fund message as well through the exception. So I figured out what they are, and I'm going to try to update that. That's going to be on the trading script. So if you're a customer using these bots and the signals, you'll need to, once I make the fix and get it tested and running, you will need to download that version, because what it's going to entail, it's going to use a lot of, it's going to use a lot of what we'll call states. So like if you're using the logs, as well as I'm going to send some more data through the signal. And the one thing I'll be sending out is a weighted moving average as well. So that will give quite a bit more intelligence on the client side as well. So you can measure risk on your own. So there's that. Okay. So let's look at one thing I've looked at is the coin trends. So what I've done up until this point, till I got this working with coin tracking, is I was generating my own charts, my own equity curves, and all the reports. So from here on out, obviously, I'm going to use this more because this is verified, but there's still some glitches that I'm seeing as well. So I need to fix that. I mean, I have no control over it. It's coin tracking info. That's the problem. But the thing is, here you get really some cool information here, specifically the hourly trends on what's moving, what's not. As you can see, here's a lot of these unknown coins that the only place I know that you can get this would be from here on cointracking.info. So I'm dropping hints here. If you want to know how to do your own screener, I think you might be able to get this kind of information via the cointracking.info API. Okay, this is powerful information, very powerful what I'm showing you. But the only place I've shown or seen it is through this. Coin charts as well. I haven't really played with this, but at the end of the day, we need to know what's driving a lot of this profit. And right now, what's keeping the profit, retaining the profit, is definitely the Tether, okay? Because the Tether is what is keeping it stable, okay? So there's that. Again, user statistics. I don't know. I think this is user statistics right across the board. Something like, yeah, there you go, almost 1 million users. So it's 820,000 users, okay? So I don't really need to really rely anymore on CoinMarketCap, because I find that the CoinMarketCap can be skewed because it's owned by Binance. So here, I think there's a really good measure of what other people are doing within their own trading accounts when it comes to crypto. And you can clearly see who's doing what coin is being held and where, and you can get performance comparisons as well. So, I mean, you go heart's content on it, but you can analyze this data, as far as I know, with the API from cointracking.info. I've played with it a little bit. Thanks for the like. But I played with it, but it's massive. And you want to go crazy to know what is available, that's where you would go. So here you could see pretty well a market share of what is being owned by who or across the landscape of coin tracking. Obviously, this is the one thing I want people to realize. We have here Bitcoin, 45% are owning Bitcoin. But what I'm going to say in the next probably a year, as DeFi starts to mature, I think the Ethereum is going to start to eat into the market share overall with Bitcoin. Because here's the problem that why people have asked, and again, one other thing I would strongly recommend, which is obviously free here, is join my Telegram group, okay? I have two Telegram channels. Let me see if... So if you come into quantlabs.net/blog, okay, if you come under here, social contact, I have listed these channels right here for Telegram. These are really important because I have my QLM promo to know what I do. And then we have my daily handpicked daily news. This is where I place these kind of articles, okay? But what I will say regarding Bitcoin and Ethereum is this right here. You're going to see it start to move up, Ethereum versus Bitcoin. And there's a question in there, why is Bitcoin not really getting pushed above the 60,000? Why is it struggling? So you can see here, it's at 64,000. Let me just pull up the daily here. You see here, once it hits that 60 odd thousand, it drops. There's a pullback. I mean, why is that? And you can see as it approaches, there's more and more pullbacks. The answer to that question is quite easy. The reason why Bitcoin is not breaking through the 60K is because it cannot scale past a certain point because it doesn't have the smart contract features that Ethereum 2 has. And that's why Ethereum 2 is starting to move up. And what's happening is you get a lot of these smaller alternative coins. Like if I showed you a website called DeFi Pulse, which is really important to know about, you can see what coins are moving up. And you can just see right here, back in January this year, we were at $25 billion. Okay, when this started back in August, you were looking at maybe 7-8 billion. And it was very exciting. But at the beginning of the year, here we are at 25, 26 billion. And look at the growth of it over the last 3-4 months. It's doubled. Okay, because that is why. And when you look at all of the coins and what they're built off of, what blockchain, it's all Ethereum, every single one of them. Okay, and then there's different coins for different things. But again, a lot of these coins will grow and die and whatever. But what do you care about that? What you really care about is what blockchain is being used for these projects. And more, I've only seen one, which was Bitcoin. Everything else, here's the Bitcoin one, Dodo, whatever that is. But yeah, most of it is Ethereum. Okay, so that's really important to know. And that's why we're at where we're at, where Ethereum, if I pull it off here, it starts to bounce back faster. Here, if I pull you, it gets hit a little bit, but nowhere as much as Bitcoin. Okay, and as you can see here, as I've shown you on the hourly for Ethereum, it bounces back faster. That's a key trend to know about. All right, so going back to my chart here, very good information to know. So all this other little stuff to know about, the only one that may come out of that is XRP. Litecoin's still holding its own. Cardano, I don't know. Obviously Tether, but XRP has a potential to move up as well because they're past the lawsuit with the SEC, and they've got hundreds of banks using the blockchain. I just used it last night for my Coinbase transfer, okay? But you can see here all these other coins, and I think it was Mike Novogratz, whatever his name is, there's going to be a potential in the next year, a major washout of a lot of these coins because it's just going to be maybe five. Okay, that will continue. But coming back to my own stuff here, a couple of things I want to show you here is the overall reporting here is the trade daily balance. It's one a lot of people want to look at. So I've shown you, let me just show you the current balance, which I think I just showed you. Is that current balance? That doesn't matter. Okay, so let's look at daily balance, okay? Daily balance, very important to know. So here, you know, obviously today's the 17th of April. Here's the interest that's made, and then that last little bit. So up 16% yesterday, up 8/10, 5.52, and so on. Here is what I'm trying to prevent. But look at the growth here from $4,700 to $5,500. It's just a matter of 5 days, okay? Like this is moving up ahead, and this is because of the combination of my bot. When it's good, it's good. And I'll be switching it on tonight if you're on my on my Telegram channels or the private chat server. And if you're all set up, you're all set up. So that's gonna continue really hard. Let me just show you something else. It's really important. So I just posted this earlier today, not too long ago, actually, this one right here. If you look at this, how to day trade explosive crypto coins during a Bitcoin crash. So we just had this 7-10% call it crash or whatever. But here, it's now turned into a podcast. So this podcast is 48 minutes long, and it goes through all of the analysis of what's trading yesterday and what showed breakout potential. What we're talking about is, let's say, these three right here. So if I was to show you daily time frame right here, you can see this is what we want to, this is what we want to be part of. Okay. And I'm going to be honest, my bot may miss out on those just as an investment, call it, or call it a day trading situation. So here, you know, I'm working on MotoWave. Okay. So this will only work on MotoWave. We've got some indicators here, or various studies I talked about in that podcast, what works, what doesn't work, and how to build these out. And what I'm planning to do as well, which includes the repository feature. Okay. So that's going to be another strategy I'm going to be using for these bots. Because right now I've been playing around with Kraken, and I've just launched a survey, like what ways would Americans prefer to trade, be it Kraken, Coinbase. I'll tell you, it ain't gonna be Coinbase, but I just thought try to get a feel of what people want. So it'd be Kraken, Coinbase, and the CME, because now you can trade as of May both Ethereum and Bitcoin. Most of the volume is sucked by either by Bitcoin or Ethereum. And as I said before, you'll get the occasional trade for, you might see an occasional Bitcoin Cash or a XRP or a Litecoin, but I'd say 99% of it will be definitely Bitcoin or Ethereum. So with that way of trading, I might be able to use MotoWave with Interactive Brokers and hook it up to a Interactive Brokers using MotoWave and be able to trade both those instruments with options and futures capability on top of all the other options and futures that are available. We're talking about the other ones you get through the CME, if it's oil, gold, and all the indices and all that, and the currencies. So that's the direction I'm wanting to go. So, but keep the bot running. The one that's really profiting right now is the Binance Spot. Because of these Ethereum and Bitcoin, I'm just not able to get entries for the Kraken, but I am able to get entries and exits with the Binance one. But over the long run, I do want to rather go through the CME for that, using this platform, MotoWave. So continuing along in the research here, let me just get so many windows here. Okay. So back to Cointracking.info, you can see here we're up and down, which I'm trying to avoid. But as I said, holding Tether, you might not get a lot of performance, but at least you won't get these big negative moves here like today or yesterday. But you might get the explosive ones like here, 16%, 5% for the day. So those are pretty good. And I want to continue working with the trend that I showed at the start. This business is about, I want to see this grow instead of having these plateaus and it gets choppy. I want growth. So holding in Tether will definitely help out. and activating the bot more when it's right. So part of that will be based upon, if you know about my weighted moving average of the top 13 coins. I don't know if there's any other requests and stuff, but let's see, balances by currency. No, we want current balance. So you've seen the growth, okay? Crypto is the only one that will give you this daily growth of 10%, 5%, as I've shown you here. So here's my trade list for the day. So these are all traded over the last day, earlier and yesterday, and so on and so forth. So that's underway when the conditions allow. Of course, it tracks the fees and all that fun stuff. But the daily balance is really what it's all about, is being able to measure your daily profit. Still loading? Yeah. Here it is. This is what I'm after. This is what it really comes down to. Because if you're getting 0.5% or a full percent a day with stocks and Forex, it's kind of useless. You want to see more of these green up moves. And that's what I'm trying to now focus on, so we don't have all this up and down business, especially with the bot. So I'm more all in with the futures, with the spot bot, as well as one of the things that I've talked about all week is about the exceptions that people get. A lot of it has to do with the amount per trade. So yesterday I was able to do $80 when the markets are very less volatile. I'll show you what I'm referring to. So if you go into my blog here, there's an article. Well, if you look up exceptions, okay, on my blog, this is really helpful. I have gone far and wide with this. This one right here, I think it is. Let me see here if that's the one. I think that's the one, yeah. So in here, what I've done is, if you're an API developer using Binance, and I do believe Binance is the number one crypto exchange out there, I will tell you this right now. I will not be trading anything else now. I'm a little hesitant with Kraken as well, but right now I will tell you, I'm off of Coinbase. I don't care about Coinbase. With the event yesterday where all the executives just dumped all their shares after the IPO, that tells me they're not very customer centric. So I just withdrew everything out of Coinbase. I've got the account still open, but everything's been cleared out. And it's been moved into Binance. So I was saying with Binance, if it wasn't for Binance Exchange, I would not be trading crypto, because all the other ones are scams. And I will tell you, I think Binance is the only exchange that I trust and the biggest one. I hate to say with the Americans, sorry that they don't support you. You can blame your regulators and your politicians for that. That's just the way it is. But here, as I said, a couple of things. The support is better to go through these resources. So there's first one is the Binance API Telegram channel. This is where I pulled out all the information. There's another area as well where you can do code reviews on your bots. Here, devbinance.vision. So there's that. So none of the other exchanges offer that. When you're reliant on Coinbase support, you're reliant on Kraken. I hate to say it, it's utter shit. Okay, it's utter garbage. Bad, bad, bad shit. If you want to lose money in crypto, join those garbage exchanges, because that's what they are. They're no different than bad brokers for stupid people, stupid brokers for stupid people called Robinhood. All the other exchanges are the same, okay? But because of these two resources I'm giving you, this puts Binance above and beyond, not just that, but these ability of these exchanges, or this particular exchange, Binance, gives you this amount of information where you can get the info quickly and not rely on employees at the dumbass other exchanges if they respond to you at all. And you will lose money. It's a very these are very dangerous brokers to be exchanges to be on. But Binance have not had any problems so far. So let me go on. So I spent at the time of creation of this post, I've gone through each quite a few, and I was shocked what I learned. So we have the lot size exception, as well as the insufficient fund exception. I figured out the insufficient fund exception. As I said, I'm going to fix that. But if you go through this, all of it points back to quantity order, like what you put as your quantity in the API call. So everything's all about that. But if you scroll to the bottom, I got a couple of people that are active traders. Okay, I've got two that actively trade probably one. Well, they're a lot bigger than I am. Like six digit, let's say. So this is what the one guy says. Okay, the minimum trade sizes are being inflated USDT terms due to the bull market. I suspect it's that. That's that, and every single resource said the same thing. As the price of coin rises, the fixed minimum order size in terms of coin becomes higher and higher in terms of USDT. Okay, so that's what's going on. If that is indeed the problem, you'll either need to increase your size or Binance needs to decrease their minimum requirements to keep up with the market size prices. But you'll never get Binance doing that. It's up to you. And when you look at the trading rules posted at Binance, they'll say you just put in 10 USDT and you're good to go. You'll get a fill on the order. Here, you're not going to get it, and it fluctuates based upon market activity, especially when the markets start to get very bullish. And there's a reason why. If you look at here and the programming, since it's on the server side, right here, I believe, still at server size calculates the step size price change every few milliseconds, same with the data. Then first method calculates the quantity calls methods to execute by step size. Okay, so this is where in here, all of this stuff explains it, okay? It's on the server side. All right, so that's very important to understand. But again, the idea here is to stabilize the profit and minimize the losses. In fact, if you can get rid of the losses, holding Tether as well as profit. So that's pretty well it. I guess I got to show, but I just wanted to put that out there. And that's about it. Thanks. Have yourselves a good day. If you got questions, just let me know on the social media. This is later.